In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
But before I look at Hebrews 2, I want to just summarize Hebrews 1. It says in the verse 7, Moreover, when he, the Father, brings the firstborn son again into the habitable world, he says, Let all the angels of God worship him. In other words, that the Son of God is worthy of worship. Referring to the angels, he says, who makes his angels winds and ministering spirits and flames of fire. But to the Son, he says to him, Your throne, O God, is forever and ever. And the scepter of your kingdom is a scepter of absolute righteousness. So, in the letter of the Hebrews, we see that the author is comparing the Son of God to the angels. And far superior to the angels, far superior because this is the Son of God who is given a throne, the throne of God, and is forever to be worshipped. Worshipped, okay? Now, in chapter 2, it says, Since all this is true, that this is Jesus, the Son of God, who gave his life for us, Jesus, who took the seat at the right hand of the Father, since all this is true, we ought to pay much closer attention than ever to the truths that we have heard. What truths? That the Son gave his life for us. That the Son died for us. That the Son bled for us. That the Son washed away our sins. That the Son empowers us with the Holy Spirit. That the Son is at the Father's right hand. That the Son will come again in glory as to judge the living and the dead. That the Son is the Father's only Son. That the Son is worthy of worship. Since all this is true, we ought to pay closer attention than ever to the truths that we have heard, lest in any way we drift past them and slip away. And I'm going to tell you, I know there are people that have drifted past Jesus and have slipped away. I know there are people listening to me that have drifted past Jesus and have slipped away. And I'm going to tell you, you are going in the wrong direction. You are going in the wrong direction. I need to warn you because you are heading to the rapids, and the rapids will take you to a place that you do not want to go to. And there are also some that have slipped away in such a way that they are not giving themselves to Jesus anymore. They are discouraged. They just feel that, you know, what's the use to pray? What's the use of giving myself? It always blows up in my face. Well, I just want to tell you right now, this message is given to you about him who is higher than the angels, who is at the Father's right hand, who is true God and true man, lest you drift away. Drift away, slip away. Like, where are you going to drift to? Where are you going to slip to? You know what I'm saying? Once you've tasted the sweetest wine in the Lord, where are you going? Like, where are you going? Like, where are you going? All honor and glory to Jesus. All glory and power and adoration to Jesus. I submit my life unto Jesus. I want to be behind what Jesus is doing. I want to be behind what he is doing. Do you understand that? It is so important to be behind what the Lord is doing. Because he's the Lord. I don't want to be doing my work. I want to be behind what Jesus is doing. I want to trust him because he knows exactly what I need and what he wants to bring me into today. Like yesterday, Jimmy the roofer and I went to the dollar store. And I didn't even know it was an inspiration to go to the dollar store. And we found in the dollar store all these clothes, sweatshirts, jackets for a dollar each for the people out in the street, okay? So we buy all that we can, okay? We buy all that we can. So we're now at the register. We bought soap. We bought lots of soap. I think 37 times 3 bars of soap yesterday to give out to the people out in the street. And we're at the counter, and there's a little talk going on between two women. And the woman says to somebody else, give me $5. So I say, listen, I have $5 for you. She said, I can't take it. I want to give it to you. And the other woman says, who are you? I says, I'm Father Tom. She says, oh, she starts hugging me. I listen to you on the television. And so we prayed with all these people. I never gave them the $5. Jimmy did. Gave him 10. Now listen to this now. Listen to this. This is amazing. Now the girl at the register says, would you pray with me? Would you pray with me? So we prayed with her. See, we were behind what Jesus was doing yesterday. We were behind what Jesus was doing yesterday. You know, I wasn't going to go to that dollar store. I was going someplace else. But you know what? To the dollar store we went, and that's where the Lord wanted us. I just want to say, if you're slipping away from Jesus, it's time to make a U-turn. It's time to go 180 degrees the other way and turn to Him. Turn to Him today. He is able to help you in every situation. You might be discouraged today that things aren't working out, but you know what? Trust Him. Please trust Him. Trust Him. Please trust Him. For listen to the next verse. For if the message given through angels, that's the law, that the law was given to Moses through angels, and it was authentic and proved sure, and every violation and disobedience received an appropriate penalty, that the law was given through Moses through the intercession of angels, how shall we escape if we neglect and refuse to pay attention to so great a salvation? If what God gave to Moses through the angels, and if people disobey the law, they paid the consequences, how much more will we pay the consequences if we neglect so great a salvation? You see, I'm going to tell you, the law was given to Moses, but grace and truth come through Jesus. The law was given through Moses, through the intercession of angels. But God sends His only begotten Son into the world as the only Savior of the world to, in His body, to condemn sin, to literally die on a cross and take sin and Satan and the world and destroy it. That He bore your wounds and carried your infirmities. Don't slip away, because if there is a consequence to not following the law, what more consequence will there be for slipping away from Jesus for this so great of salvation in the cross, in the blood, in His death, in His resurrection? Like, please, 180 degrees, there's nothing but Jesus. He's the Lord. He's the King. He will help you. He loves you. I know about discouragement. It's no stranger in my life. But I also know that discouragement leads me to more discouragement, that I have to fix my eyes upon Jesus, the author and finisher of my salvation. In the midst of discouragement, I have to say, I don't have to do anything. I believe. I want to continue. I don't understand all this stuff, but I trust You. In the midst of discouragement, when everything is going wrong, Lord, I will follow You. I want to be behind what You're doing. Let me tell you, discouragement is no no stranger to me. But I also need to tell you that I am not going to let the author of discouragement win in my life. He's the devil. The author of discouragement is Satan. I will not neglect so great a salvation. I will not neglect what God has done for me in Christ on the cross. I will not neglect that God the Father has shared the Holy Spirit and poured out the Spirit of adoption into my life. I will not neglect that. I will not neglect it. I will not drift away by the grace of God, only by the grace of God. Even when discouragement comes, and it comes, it knocks on all of our doors. It knows how to get at each one of us. I told you, each one of us has a pet sin. But let me also tell you, each one of us has doors that open up to discouragement. It might be financially. And when you have the finances that you don't have, you get discouraged. You say, why is God not answering my prayer? It might be your family. And you see that you prayed and prayed and prayed, and they're all going down the wrong path. Oh, yes, it might be whatever. You are prone to discouragement in your own way. And I'm going to tell you, the author of discouragement knows how to knock on your door when these things are happening. You understand what I'm saying? This is real. I'm not talking ragtime. This is real. This is absolutely real. We're all prone to discouragement. And the word discouraged means to take heart out of, you know, to literally take life out of you. That's what it is. That's what discouragement does. It takes life out of you. Don't neglect so great a salvation. Don't neglect what God has done for you in Christ. Don't deny what God has done. And some of you are denying what God has done for you in Christ because, you know what, it's too painful. But you know, get over it. Get over it. Get over it. Get over it. And say, Lord, I don't understand, but yet I trust you. Lord, I don't understand, and I never would have chosen this, but I'm going to walk with you. Lord, I don't understand, but you know what? I want to be behind what you're doing. You see, we all are so fragile. We all are so weak. We all are so prone to discouragement. We all are so prone. But you know what? It's time. It's time to say no more. No more. It's time to clap your hands. No more. It's over. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I know in whom I have trusted, and I know he will do it. I know that he is for me and not against me. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for thou art with me. I know that to those who love God, all things work together for the good. I know that no weapon fashioned against me shall prosper, even though right now I am discouraged. I know discouragement is just for a time, because it is not forever. Whatever you are going through is just for a time. It is not forever. I know that is reality. But when you are going through it, it seems like it will never leave you. It is just for a time. All things pass away. Only God suffices, St. Teresa of Avila says. All things pass away. Only God suffices. Only Jesus suffices. Everything that discourages you today, I'm telling you, it has an end. It has an end. How do I know it has an end? It's a creature. And every creature has an end. That's right, every creature has an end. And you know, it's time. It's time not to slip away, but to run toward him. Remember? To look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. To look to Jesus, the author and finisher of our salvation. To look to Jesus, the Lord, the King of glory, the one who is and was and is to come, the one who is worshipped by the angels, the Father's only begotten Son. To look to Jesus, to look to Jesus, to look to Jesus, to look to Jesus. Now listen to what it also says. How shall we escape if we neglect and refuse to pay attention to such a great salvation. For it was declared at first by the Lord himself, and it was confirmed to us and proved to be real and genuine by those who personally heard. In other words, by the apostles. We heard from the apostles. We heard from those who touched him. We heard from those who saw him. We heard from those who received the Holy Spirit. But not only did the apostles receive the Holy Spirit, but these people, these Hebrews, these Jewish people received the Holy Spirit. They are getting discouraged. They are getting discouraged. Why? Let me tell you why they're getting discouraged. Because they remember the glory of the liturgy in the temple, because they remember the high priest in all of his robes, because there was incense going up. And now what do they have? They have Jesus. They have bread and wine that becomes the body and blood of Christ. They have the account of the apostles. They've received the Holy Spirit, but now they're discouraged. It's better that we were Jewish because we weren't persecuted either. Remember what he said yesterday, that you have not yet gone through the persecution that leads to the shedding of your blood. Oh, I know. There's a simple way to discourage everybody. And for the Hebrews, it was persecution and the beauty of the temple. And now they're saying, what do we have? I'll tell you what you have. So great a salvation. I'll tell you what you have. God's only begotten Son. I'll tell you what you have. The forgiveness of your sins. I'll tell you what you have. The Holy Spirit dwells within you. More than Moses. More than Moses, the Spirit of God was with him. But the Spirit of God is in you. It tells us in the 14th chapter of John that the Spirit of God is with you, but he shall be in you. Jesus breathed on them, said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Spirit. Breathe into them. So great a salvation. So great a salvation. And it was also established and plainly endorsed by God, who showed his approval by it, by signs and wonders and various miraculous manifestations, by imparting the gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will. Well, these manifestations were taking place not only in the apostles, but in the Hebrew community, and we hear it was taking place in the Corinthian community, and we hear it was taking place in the Galatian community, that these manifestations of the Holy Ghost took place in these communities who believed that the power of God was with them because they were behind what Jesus was doing. That these manifestations of healing and wonder-working and signs and the glory of his presence, they took place in these communities. St. Paul says in the Corinthian community, you know, I didn't come to you by word alone, but by the power and unction of the Holy Ghost. He says to the Galatians, were there signs working among you by the giving of the law or by faith in Christ? Listen, the signs and wonders are for us today. They are for us today. Signs and wonders are part and partial of the gospel. That's it. But people don't believe that anymore because they believe Jesus is not the same. Oh, yeah, I believe Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But there aren't any signs, wonders, and miracles. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I remember praying with John. This was the saddest thing that happened. John had taken a stroke. 42 years old, I believe. I remember Alexis's mother reading the story of the man with the withered hand. It was on a Saturday evening. And after Jesus said to the man with the withered hand, raise your arm. And I took authority and I said, John, in the name of Jesus Christ, raise your arm. It was paralyzed. He raised his arm. He raised his arm. Well, a second later, he's shaking on the floor. He's shaking on the floor. He's shaking on the floor. He raised his arm. He was paralyzed, took a stroke. But you want to know what's sad about it? He didn't believe it. The whole church saw it, but he didn't believe it. He couldn't hold on to it. He couldn't hold on to it in faith. But it happened. We all saw it. I wish we videoed it. We didn't have a video. And then he went to his therapist, and the therapist said, physical therapist, that couldn't have happened. Well, listen, we saw it happen. You see signs and wonders. But you see, when the signs and the wonders come, you've got to stay in a believing community. You know why? Because you can lose it. You can lose it. How? Through being around people that don't believe. You can lose it. Don't slip away from Jesus. Don't slip away from God. Don't slip away from the people who believe. Don't slip away. Don't slip away. You know why? Because there's only disaster as we slip away. One lady said to me in one of my letters, don't yell so much. And listen, I'm doing the best I can. I'm not yelling. I'm just passionate about what I'm saying. Don't slip away. There's more. There's more. There's more. And after that, there's even more. Signs and wonders. Hallelujah. And miracles. Why not? Why not? Why not? Because we've been given the spirit of adoption, that he lives in us and we live in him. We need to get in the right attitude and in the right with the right people, and we need to press on to what God is doing and not what we're doing. Signs and wonders and miracles. But not only that, conversions. Hallelujah. People coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. People giving their life to Jesus. The woman that we met yesterday at the dollar store, she says, you know, I went to a little retreat, and she says, my life has been changed. I'm a different person. Hallelujah, I said. Hallelujah. I'm a different person. That's right. That's what Jesus does. Don't slip away. Don't slip away. Don't slip away. Don't slip away. There's nothing but the rapids. And you know what? It's time to turn back. Turn back, turn back, turn back, and just tell the Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry that I've been looking for something else other than you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. But here I am. I come to do your will. I want to do your will, O God. I want to do what you tell me to do. I want to be behind what you're doing. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. And I'm not moving. I'm not moving. Well, come on, tonight we're going to be at the Espousal Retreat House, and we're going to have our service at the Espousal at 7:30 tonight, and I hope you're coming tonight to the Espousal Retreat House. We're going to praise the Lord, and we're going to see signs and wonders and miracles. We need it. We absolutely need it. We need it. We need it. We need to see these things. But you know what? Even when you see them, some people don't believe. One person says, it's all in people's minds. Oh, my Lord. I tell you, if that were true, baby, it'd be so much easier. All in people, yeah, it's all in people's minds, all right. Yeah, that an arm that is paralyzed starts moving. That's it's in his mind, that's right. Or a man who's lame starts walking. It's all in his mind. Or migraine headaches. I received a letter yesterday that I had prayed with somebody for migraine headaches and they were completely gone, and she's been free of migraine. It's all in her mind, you know. It's all in her mind. It's all in her mind, you know. And the lady that came the other day because she had cancer, and we prayed that Jesus Christ, the Lord, would heal her, you know, believing in Jesus, believing in his blood, believing in his miraculous powers. I can't heal her, but we leave it to Jesus, because you know what? At least people hear that there's someone who believes. There's someone who believes, not only me, but other people. We were in the church praying for this lady. Jerry McAdam was there praying with this lady from his seat. Listen, there's got to be a standard of faith. There's got to be a standard of faith in this unbelieving world. There's got to be. Not business as usual. Faith. Faith in Jesus Christ. Keeping our eyes fixed on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. Author and finisher of our faith. We will be at the Espousal Retreat House tonight. Their telephone number is 781-209-3101, 781-209-3101. And there will be a school of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, learning to minister the gifts of the Holy Spirit and learning to create an atmosphere for the Holy Spirit to move. And we will be there with Maria Vadia Carianda, Sister Linda Kuhn, she's the five-star nun, and other people, a group of people who are coming from the School of the Supernatural. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! And we will be there from the 17th of February to the 23rd. Now, you can go for a day or for a week or for whatever, but I'll give you the number. You can just go to observe and be part of it and not have dinners, and there's a lot less money if you do that. And their telephone number is 781-209-3120. 781-209-3120. 781-209-3120. 781-209-3120. One more time. 781-209-3120. That's the School of the Holy Spirit, beginning February 17th to 23rd. You can come for the whole week. Of course, that would be the best if you can do that, but if you can't do that, come for when you can. 781-209-3120. I also want to tell you about Jimmy, the roofer. But he's not only a roofer, he does other things. And you know what? He's good at it. He's good at it. And you know, it's time to call Jimmy. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. He was at my brother's house the other day. And he healed something that was banging against the window. He didn't heal it, of course. He fixed it. He fixed it. My poor brother is just as bad as I am. We don't know how to do anything. 617-519-0341. That's for Jimmy, and I'm going to tell you, he's clean, and he guarantees his work. He guarantees his work. 617-519-0341. And I need to hear from you, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please, Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And we'll be at the Espousal Retreat House tonight at 7:30. Hope to see you there. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.